The National Party leader, Simon Bridges, says a single public broadcaster would be too powerful and bad for democracy. And he says the government lacks a mandate to make such a major change. This comes after RNZ broke the news yesterday that the government will soon consider a proposal to disestablish RNZ and TVNZ and create a new public media entity. Media Watch presenter Colin Peacock is in our Wellington studio. Morena, Colin.
Morena, Kim.
Does this response from Simon Bridges surprise you?
Not especially. I mean, yesterday he did say, if we don't think it's an enduring solution, we'll consider unwinding it. If in office, and he did make that point, he thought a single state broadcaster would be too powerful and bad for democracy. He said, where it took an editorial line, and he said, I believe it inevitably would, that would become the received wisdom. So that's interesting, and possibly he's a little irritated that in saying there should be a bipartisan solution, that they weren't included in any discussions about the form that this new entity that the government's considering might take if it happens.
Can we be clear, who came up with this proposal? Who's this advisory group?
We don't know entirely who's on it, except for the chief executives of both companies, RNZ and TVNZ. There are a couple of other names that I believe we know about. The Ministry for Culture and Heritage is considering whether they'll let us know some of those people who have been considered. So it's quite interesting, very much under wraps at the moment. But the interesting part of it is that Jane Patterson's report said they had collectively suggested this new entity, but not unanimously. And we saw Kevin Kenrick of TVNZ issuing a statement addressing the advertisers, the commercial clients of TVNZ, and assuring them that TVNZ wasn't about to vanish as a platform for promoting their businesses and products. So that was clearly pretty important to him. So, a lot to be found out, I think, about just how they've done this behind closed doors.
We've had a lot of listeners, a chorus, you could say, of concerned citizens saying, no, say it's not so. Radio New Zealand's not disappearing and being sucked into the maw of commercial television. Any reassurance, Colin?
Well, no, because we don't know the details about that. But what has been said, in fact, RNZ's chief executive yesterday was saying it's not a merger, it is a new entity. That is the proposal that government will be discussing, but it'll be up to them in Cabinet to talk about it and make a decision. But of course, any time there's any kind of merger between two or mashing together of two media entities, consolidation, I guess, is the business buzzword. Everyone's looking for who's the dominant partner. And, of course, we all know TV commercial television pulls in big revenues and TV is resource hungry.
They've got better chairs, apparently. Corin tells me the chairs are ever so much better
the chairs
in television.
Are nicer. Well, indeed, TVNZ did spend some tens of millions of dollars refurbishing its HQ up in Auckland. And, that all becomes part of the process here, the premises and Auckland, Wellington, other places around the country. So quite a lot to be sorted out. But I mean, on that question of the mashing together of businesses, Simon Bridges, it is interesting. In July 2018, he went on another radio station, was asked about the Stuff newspaper company and NZME. They were trying to merge at the time. The Commerce Commission had said no, that would be bad for democracy, bad for plurality, and they did not agree to a merger of those companies. And Simon Bridges at the time said that the Commerce Commission might be taking a 19th century view of a 2018 problem. What we're seeing at the moment is a model that's broken. He said the economics don't work. So if that's what media outfits have to do to stay strong, keep providing us content that's relevant to us, then yeah, I see that.
Well, that's why I asked you whether his response to this proposed merger surprised you, because it seems to be a very similar situation to the one he's just described.
I suppose the difference is that this is a public body and that's proposed here, that the Cabinet will be considering next month. And this other issue is two private companies. There was another merger.
What, you mean that this would just be a bunch of lefties? Is that the implication?
No, that's not entirely what he's saying. He does say, or he did say in July 2018, he recognises plurality of voices is important and that there must remain competition. And he acknowledged that that the loss of journalists' jobs, if those two newspaper companies, Stuff and NZME, the publisher of The Herald, were to join together. He said, I recognise that's a problem. But he also said, whether it's bloggers, homegrown stuff, people are coming up and talking about things, I'm reasonably relaxed about this sort of stuff. Yeah, so in the commercial sector, he wasn't worried if the two companies had to get together to do that to survive and have scale. He was happy with that a year and a bit ago. But with these public bodies, for which he's not been consulted, he's saying they would consider unwinding it if in office, if they didn't think it was a genuinely enduring solution. And we've seen before two Labour governments, 2003 with the TVNZ Charter, and with their commercial free channels 6 and 7, 3 or 4 years later, the National government, when they came to power, did not support those and they faded away. So, the bipartisan issue is a big one if there is to be an enduring solution to this public media problem.
The late lamented Ian Cross, as you've said, look, here every Western country has a non-commercial television service except us. But is the day for that gone now? Because television is just passé.
Well, the environment is different, but it's still true, isn't it? You look at other countries with which we're often compared, Australia, Canada, UK, etc. They still do have publicly funded broadcasters that work across both media, television.
But do they work well? I mean, RTE has just laid off a whole swathe of people.
And that's one that's really worth looking at, because they operate what is referred to as this mixed model, some commercial income on their television channels, other services not so much. And that's the detail that you really need to pick out of this proposal that Jane Patterson reported on yesterday, because they're talking about some non-commercial platforms and some commercial services still being part of the mix. So until they determine what that's going to be, we're always in this problem. And that's what's been the issue with TVNZ, with that charter in the early 2000s and later those commercial free channels. You had a commercially driven broadcaster supposed to make money for the Crown, not really nurturing or even wanting these services they were pretty much directed by the government to provide. So that's the situation they've really got to avoid if they're going to agree to try and create a brand new public media entity.
Well, Chris Farfoy is not talking about it, so when do you think anything more will emerge on this?
Well, when pressed about this yesterday, he wouldn't give any more details to political reporters, but he did say wait till December. So they're going to say something before the end of the year. Cabinet will have to meet before then. So it's very much down to perhaps if he can persuade them. But it's not even certain that this one proposal is one Cabinet will go for. We don't even know how wedded Chris Farfoy himself is to that proposal. But of course, there's also the Minister of Finance as a shareholding minister. They've got budget responsibility rules to abide by, and the costings for this haven't been done. So there will be an army of bureaucrats working on it if Cabinet decides to go ahead with it, and much, much more to be done if it ends up costing a whole lot of money. And certainly any decommercialising of TVNZ will cost tens and hundreds of million dollars a year, so it is big money.
Oh, text has just come in saying, please say it's not so. Pathetic, weak, lowest common denominator TVNZ combined with a model of excellence of RNZ. It's from someone called Claire, not Karen, I'm presuming. Colin Peacock, thank you.